Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Prologue 1, I Pass Like Night From Land to Land. And before we begin, a few words from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I mean, a lot has happened. Well, a lot is happening. A lot needs to happen so we can keep doing the plan.
Tumnus, ping that satellite again.
Oh, it's frustrating. I can't get beyond passive access.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just been a long...
Nobody's been sleeping the way they ought to.
Nobody's been eating. And I take the time to... The next thing we've got is,
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
Officer Lingua? Michelle? There are points where we need your input.
Just shoot us details along the way. Jong's gonna set up those repeaters while they're asked for.
You were able to read those schematics.
Of course.
We can't just shoot you details. You're a part of the details.
Je suis déjà resté trop longtemps.
Sit back down, bucko. You wanted to step up and take the hero's journey? This is part of the process.
Well, do I sit down or do I step up?
Oh, don't you start. And I'm your boss.
Could you reduce the volume of your squabbling? I am engaged in several simultaneous tasks of importance, including the recalibration of an errant array antenna, composing a fiction within the Greek underworld to include a particularly charming self-insert, and wringing data out of a truly frustrating satellite network in order to follow the trajectory of the... Well, I believe you're aware.
Right.
How are things looking?
The rocket is close to hitting midpoint, just past 200,000 clicks. They've had to do several corrective burns to maintain trajectory, but I'm sure that was anticipated.
The ship was cheered, the harbor cleared, merrily did we drop. Below the kirk, below the hill, below the lighthouse top.
Essentially.
Roger, you know you don't have to be. We can sort all this stuff without you.
Sun came up upon the left. Out of the sea came he. And he shone bright, and on the right went down into the sea.
Maybe you should get Pacey down here.
I can alert Zir if required.
If you want to sleep, there's a cot in the corner I use sometimes.
Oh yes, make yourselves more at home.
But if you're all putting your heads down for nap time, I've definitely got...
God damn it, Michelle. This isn't about you. Think about Roger.
I'm fine. You don't need to think about me, and this is nowhere near my record as far as not sleeping is concerned. I may be a little distracted. I might not have the most constructive input as we discuss the intricacies of the plan. But I'm here, okay? I'm still here.
Of course, Roger.
I've got to be here.
Rat. Jackson, you were talking about next steps.
Right. Right. Next steps.
Some people need to step up.
Before Officer, Michelle leaves for the other bases, we should decide how we want that to happen.
That's easy. First, I get the rover ready. Jong?
On it, boss.
How we want things to happen over there.
I take the rover, follow the comms towers, and we set those repeaters, pass by Base Delta, Base Alpha, straight on until Gamma.
Straight on till morning.
That's how it's gonna happen.
But when you get there, whatever you find, how you get things started.
I don't think the trajectory matches those figures.
We need to talk about that.
I believe you're correct.
Wait, what? What's going on?
Just a miscommunication. My error, friend. I meant to say centripetal, not centrifugal. Though it's moot in either case, we cannot advise them on their flight path.
I mean, that sounds like something.
It's just a minor variation. I beg your pardon.
Don't. You'll make me... I liked that word. Centripetal. Centripetal.
As long as things are still.
Centripetal force. They are still.
So are we looking at the stars, or is there work we're gonna do?
Well, you're back to 11 even faster than predicted.
Look, I'm not... I just... Everything over there is waiting. The other bases. Maria, I need to know.
Yeah, I get you. Look, people, we got a lot to figure out, but nobody's making really great decisions at this point, or a heck of a lot of sense comes down to it. Why don't we all just do our thing? Take some naps, look over a certain set of schematics, polish the damn rover if that's your thing. We'll have another face-to-face in the morning and iron shit out.
Prosaic as always.
Thanks, Wilder. I'm still... Together, they're all a lot.
You're telling me. We're all still sorting ourselves out. And not even a week after Dr. Day went all...
Oh, that's on the list, too. What if we wake up the other bases and... I should update my list. I should check on the kitchen. There's work to be done. Done. Maybe muffins.
Well, I'm sold. I'll walk that way with you. Tumnus, you have the con.
Understood.
Centripetal force.
Tumnus?
Yes, Roger?
Everything really is... okay, so far. It's all copacetic out in space.
There have been minor difficulties in keeping on course, but each time they've corrected, someone on board knows what they're doing.
Of course. They've gotta.
Not Alex. He can't find his way to the store without a navigator. Ooh. I might just... rest my eyes a minute or two, as long as you're keeping watch.
You can count on me.
I'll just be a few. I'm just gonna... Oh, Alex. That damn poem. You better be...
Finally! I've seen toddlers go down easier than that one. Weren't you two all fast and furious to get your prep done?
Oh, yeah. No point in waiting around here. Jong?
You got it.
I'll be here in the morning. We're on the same side, Wilder.
Well, not for long. But I get you. We'll see how it all goes. I got my own little trip planned once I know you've got things started.
You're gonna check up on me?
In 100 different ways. Are you kidding me? But not this one. This quest is my own.
It does not have to be.
We talked about this. Nobody's done proper repairs on the solar panels at the poles since whenever the near side shut down. But now it needs doing. And there's no better team for the job than me and Eliza. That's right, girl. We'll give them what for.
You only just took over. Your leadership is vital. Your safety is vital.
We can argue it all again later. Mix Langlois here was just about to leave. Ain't that right, Michelle?
Actually, if you don't mind, I needed a moment before that happens.
Speaking of unapproved side projects, you two have your talk. I'll go check on whatever Zhang is doing. That's right, Eliza. If that happens to take us by the kitchen where Jackson headed talking about muffins, I won't complain.
Tumnus? Hello?
Hello.
What did you need? I've got to get suited up and out to the surface.
Aren't the rovers currently docked within the mining tunnels?
Yeah, I'm just going up to the surface for a minute. Before that, what is it?
Yes, well, Mix Langlois, Michelle. We don't know each other all that well, beyond the obvious.
Mine's the one personnel file you haven't read.
Oh, no, I broke your consortium security encryption some time ago.
You did what?
But I don't know you. And yet, because of your position and your destination, I need to ask you for a very private, very personal favor.
Come on in.
Hi. They, said you asked for... They didn't tell me your name, which makes things a little bit awkward. You were looking for...
Someone who actually knows a thing or two. Most of your folks are running around spooked like cartoon characters. Your name is...
Slipstream. Sir.
Right. You may not know who I am, but I've been inside this facility for some time now. My influence, if only recently my person, culminating in the events of, recent days. You must have been among the faction cooperating with Officer Daniels.
Daniels? Oh, you must mean...
Officer Daniels. Whatever alias she was working under. You know who I mean. You were working for her, which means you were working for me. Pay attention and we might extend that relationship.
Hey, is... this where we're supposed to...
Yes, right in here.
And it goes...
You're going to install them right behind that desk. Careful, give them some dignity.
Uh-huh.
And where was I? Oh yes, our relationship. I find myself in the market for a liaison with your, technical personnel, and I was told you'd fit the bill.
Whatever I can do to help, sir. But why me in particular?
First, I was told you're agreeable, which I'd have to say checks out so far. But second, and maybe just a little more important, I heard you were quite involved in getting that rocket off the ground. The one that's headed moonward at this very minute. Gently, damn it. You were one of the big brains behind that launch, which means you and I have a lot to talk about. Plans to make webs to weave. We'll be spending a lot of time together, Slipstream. Now, while they finish up this very important installation, maybe you could point me towards some decent coffee in this place? T- Today's episode featured Lehman Kessler, Cass McPhee, Cole Burkhart, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Namio Nguyen, To Zaman, DJ Silvis, Glory Duda, and Robin Howell. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Check out 1972, a historical drama telling the powerful story of Shirley Chisholm and Angela Davis.
We'd like to take a second to thank our associate producers for this season. Marty Chudorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. We also want to make sure we thank our executive producers, Sarah Mueller and Becca B. Thank you so much for helping us create Moonbase Theta Out Season 4. We genuinely would not be able to do it without you.
Want to help make this show possible and get early ad-free access to every episode? Support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. For a full list of our cast and crew, as well as transcripts, official Moonbase Theta Out merch, and more, visit monkeymanproductions.com. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.